You're listening to Package Your Genius, a conversation designed to give you clarity around your calling and serve as a catalyst for your career. I'm your host, Amanda Miller Littlejohn. Welcome back to another episode of Package Your Genius. I am so excited today to have a special guest with me for the podcast, and he is none other than Connor Littlejohn, also known as DJ Connor B on SoundCloud. Now, Connor is my son, but he is also an 8-year-old musician, pianist, composer, and producer. And I wanted to bring Connor on because he is at that very pivotal point in life as a young person who is, you know, really figuring out who he is, what his passions are, and how he can deliver those gifts to the world. And I know for so many of the people that I come into contact as adults, we're still searching. We're still searching for our passions. We're still searching for the way that we want to make our mark in the world. And I often tell people that for many of us, our true passions and our true strengths, who we really, really are, that's most potent in childhood. So who better to speak to help us get closer to our own passions and our own inner child than a child who is in the throes of figuring out his passions and really getting those out into the world. So welcome, Connor, to Package Your Genius.
Hi. Well, I'm here and we're going to talk about my passions for music, and we will play some of my songs and see what we think of, what I think of them, and my inspiration.
Perfect. So, Connor, give us a quick rundown of who you are, where you live, what you're into, how old you are. Give us some stats on your bio. Who is Connor? Who is DJ Connor B?
Okay, I'm Connor Littlejohn. I am 8 years old. I go to a elementary school called Washington Union DC Public Charter School, and I'm in the third grade there.
So, Connor, tell us a little bit about your passions. I think most people who follow me know that you're very passionate about music. When did you first discover or begin to feel like you were an artist?
I was very young, age four or five, when I was always using spoons, beating them on the counters, or banging on the windows and trying to make music with them.
And I remember you banging on the windows when you were two. It was earlier than four and five.
And later on, my mom got me a piano because she thought that was going to be music, and she wanted to take my music a little bit farther, so she got me a piano. And I've been doing piano ever since. And I got very good at it. And then,
How did you know that you've gotten very good at it?
Because when I first started, I barely even knew which keys were which keys, or how to do a C major scale, or a third. And now I can do sevenths, eighths, ninths, or I can make entire songs and play song, and I can play I can play most of the classics, and I can do many things that I couldn't do back then.
So when you think about music and how you have you've been taking lessons and you've gotten better, as you mentioned, you originally couldn't even play a C major scale, and now you can do all of these different musical things that I don't even understand because you have a phenomenal music teacher who really stretches you and helps you bring out the best in you and not just play what's in a book. Because, you know, I don't know if you know, when I was a child, I took piano lessons. I went to Blair Music School in Nashville, and Blair is a very well-regarded school, which is attached to Vanderbilt University, and I took piano lessons there, but it was very much by the book. You know, my teacher would give me songs to learn and I would play them. And it was very much about reading the notes and playing it exactly as it was in the book. And I love how your teacher, she does that to some degree with you, but she also is interested in the music that you're making and some of the original songs that you're composing. But I guess my question to you is, you know, what do you feel like music has done for you, for your confidence, for just yourself, like being able to know that you found your passion? How does that make you feel?
It just makes me feel like I have a better chance to put myself out there. And like one day I can just go and start playing music and people are like, oh, who's this guy? What's your name? I like this. And they'll be interested in my music, and that day may be the day where I get discovered. And I feel like the music that I do now just helps me feel like I will become one of those musicians that are on music, or musicians that you can just go to the music app and go play some of their music in Apple Music. And I feel like this music, I can't do that yet, but this music will one day bring me to the time where I can do that.
Well, I don't think you're very far away from that, honestly, Connor. You're already on SoundCloud. You met about a year ago. You got to meet one of your musical heroes in person, and you got to play with him. You got to jam out with him a little bit here in D.C. Why don't you tell us who that was and what that experience was like?
His name was Robert Glasper, one of my musical heroes, and I felt so happy I finally got to meet him, because sometimes my parents would go out and they'd go meet Robert Glasper and they'd take pictures with them, and I'd get to see him, and I'd be like, oh, I wish I was there. And then one day I got to be there. I was so happy, and I thought that day would never come. I thought it was like a miracle to be there.
And so you like Robert Glasper. For those who don't know, Robert Glasper is a Grammy Award-winning jazz and kind of hip-hop pianist. He does straight-ahead jazz. He has some standard jazz albums with his trio, but he also has kind of a jazz hip-hop R&B fusion group called the Robert Glasper Experiment, which kind of put him, I guess, on the map, and he started winning Grammys several years ago. So he's pretty well known and amazing artist. We love him in our house and play him all the time. But Connor, what are some of your favorite songs by Robert Glasper? And then what did you all kind of play together when you got to meet him in person?
Well, one of my favorite songs by him was called I Stand Alone in a Robert Glasper Experiment album.
Who sings on it?
Featuring Patrick Stump. And another one of my favorite songs that he edited was a song with Layla Hathaway called Cherish the Day. Another one, well, that's all it was. And when we got to meet and we played on the piano together, we played lots of songs. I played a little bit of the songs that he had played, and
You played a little I Stand Alone?
I played a little I Stand Alone. I even played some of that song, if you might know it, it's called Afro Blue, featuring Erykah Badu. I played that with him, and not the whole thing, but he was interested in the fact that I could do that. And also, another thing that I did is I played my own signature sounds on the piano, and he added a bass to it, and it made it sound really cool.
Very, very nice. And I think for me, watching you meet your musical hero and see him experience your music and you experience his music and the two of you make music together was really powerful as a mother to see you really come into your own. You weren't nervous at all. How do you... and I noticed when you are ever asked to perform or do anything with your music, you never seem nervous. Why is it? Do you get nervous, or do you just, you don't look nervous? What is it?
I don't look nervous because I try not to look nervous because of my crowd. It's going to be like, hey, he's nervous. He's not going to do anything. He might break down.
So what do you tell yourself when you're about to perform?
I tell myself that I can do it. I will be great. I will not be nervous. I will play like I've never played before, and I will be great.
I love that. Straightforward, simple. You're confident in what you're bringing to the table, and you're really a gift. I love your music. I am a music lover, and I know I may be biased because I'm your mom. Although I do give you feedback. I give you notes on each of your songs. So
you're my executive producer.
Thank you very much. And it's an honor to be your executive producer. But you are truly a light, I think. And I think you're going to have a very exciting career, an exciting life, whatever you choose to do with your musical talents, whether you pursue them professionally or it's something that you do in addition to another career. I'm super excited to see what happens with you. And I'm so proud of how you pursue your music and you bring such a discipline to your music. One of the things I tell people about you is that, yes, you're talented. Yes, you love music. Yes, you practice piano every day as a requirement. But you also give yourself goals to reach in terms of producing new musics to put out on your SoundCloud account. So when you made the goal to create 2 new songs per week, a few months ago, tell us your thinking behind that goal and why was it important to you to really, you know, quantify 2 songs each week and make sure you're doing, you're producing new music. Why is it so important to push yourself to create new art?
Because I didn't want my artist to just have one song and be like, I'm getting old. This song's getting old. I want some new music. So I decided to make 2 new songs every week so they'd always get new music. Because I didn't want them to start getting bored of the songs I've already made and want more. Because I know they won't need to want more if I give them more all the time.
I love that. You know, it reminds me of Prince. He was very prolific in that way as well. So you recently released a 4-song EP called Return of the Bee. And we're going to share 2 of the songs from that 4-song EP. But before we let our listeners hear 1 song, can you tell us about your inspiration behind this EP, what it means to you? What were you trying to say through this music?
I was trying to say that I haven't made music in a long time, and I called it Return of the Bee because I've been returning and giving them new music that I had made a lot of music, but when I returned, I gave them music that sounded like nothing they've ever heard before. So my inspiration for it was because I took my break as an artist, and when I was done with it, I didn't want my artist to think, like, where's DJ Connor B been? What's he going to do? I didn't just want to release 1 song, and they might not even be that good. So I decided to release an EP with 4 songs that I thought would surprise my followers and give them what they've been waiting for.
Love it. So the first song off of the Return of the BEP is called Coming Back. And I really love how it starts. You can tell us your thinking behind it after we let our listeners hear the song. So here is Coming Back.
Thank you.
All right. That was amazing, Connor. And tell us how you created the song. What tools did you use? What programs? What instruments? What key? Just tell us about the song.
I went to my iPod Touch, went to the app GarageBand, which I use for most of my songs, and I didn't know what I was going to do first. And then I decided to start with an Apple Loop. So I went there and looked for a lot of things that people want to party on, and I looked at one. It was very low, and I didn't think that would do anything. But I put it into the song, made it go really high. I may go to the higher level. That's how I got the first sound of it. I really like that, so then I added another bar and put a bass into it. And then, when I was done with that bar, I duplicated that one, and then I added a snare drum into it, the one that makes you think you're about to go into the chorus, and I did. And then I added a synth riser. It goes from low and very, very high and then stops and then you start the new bar.
So tell us, how did you even learn how to use GarageBand? Because I've had GarageBand on computers and iPhones and iPads for over 10 years at this point, and I never could figure out how to use it. Did you take a class? Like, how did you learn how to use GarageBand so well?
I first started where I looked at all these modes, and I thought, hey, I think this one looks cool. There were modes like smart keyboard, smart guitar, smart bass, smart strings, drums.
So you just explored it until you figured out how to use it. So you've been creating music, because I know this, to me, I think is your most refined and your best effort on SoundCloud. But you've made, how many tracks have you uploaded in total on SoundCloud?
I have uploaded 73 songs onto SoundCloud.
So you've been doing this for over a year, or how long has it been?
It's been over a year, 1 year and some months.
And I know in the beginning your songs didn't sound like this, but as you've gotten better with GarageBand, and as you've studied more piano with your teacher, you've learned how to change the sounds. You know how to change the key to make things sound different. So, you know, what made you keep going? You know, these songs sound so much different than your first, you know, 5, 10, even 20 songs. The songs that you have now just sound amazing. But what made you keep practicing, keep trying, keep refining, and getting better and better? What made you keep going instead of giving up and saying, oh, this is too hard?
Because I started out not that good, and then I realized that could make it sound good. And I kept on going, kept on getting better, because I knew I could get famous off of it.
So all of this is about fame for you?
No, it's about me expressing myself, and it's about me doing what I love and giving what I love to the people so they can hear.
I love it. I know when you get into your creative process, when you go into the bathroom and close the door and you tell everyone in the house to be quiet because you're recording, you're creating, how does that feel when you're creating your music? And how did the songs start? Like, I'm always fascinated by musicians because it sounds like they have something to say, but where does it come from? Do you hear it in your head? Like, where does the music come from, and how does it make you feel when you're actually, you know, taking the music from inside of you and packaging it into something that others can hear and enjoy?
Well, it's like one day you're walking down the street on a cloudy day. Maybe you're walking to Starbucks and order a croissant. You come out. You just think of some music in your head. Then you think of a song in your head that you want to make. You think of the first part, the second, third, fourth. As it adds more layers, you think of how that'd be good. So when you go home, you decide to make that song come to life.
So you hear the songs in your head before you ever open your piano or open your computer to start making them come to life.
Yes, that's what I do. Because sometimes I'm at school and I'm thinking of this song in my head, like, ooh, that sounds good. And then I keep thinking of what it would sound like. Then it gets really good. And like, then I'm like, okay, when I get home, I have to make that. It's so good sounding.
Perfect. So I'm going to play another song from your EP. And then if you are inclined, maybe you can give us a couple of minutes on the actual piano so people can hear that part of your process. Because I know sometimes songs start out on the piano and then you take them to GarageBand and add layers to them before you put them on SoundCloud. So I definitely want people to hear your entire process. So here is another song from the EP, and this one is called Pitch Dive. Enjoy.
I like this one.
Thank you. Nice. Very, very nice. That actually is my favorite song on the whole EP. So thank you, Connor. Do you want to share any words about when did you hear that in your head and what inspired Pitch Dive?
I was sitting at the barber shop thinking of some music in my head. And I decided that sounded really good. And I was thinking of how it kept developing and becoming something really good. And so I had my device with me there, so I decided
to... You had your iPod?
Yes.
So you made this at the barbershop?
I made it at there. I made it there, and some of the music that was playing there inspired me to do it even better.
So you were hearing music at the barbershop, and it inspired some of the sounds that you put into the song.
Yes, it really did.
Do you remember what you were hearing, or was it just instrumental music? Was it a commercial? Was it music on the radio? What was it?
I heard some chords like C, D, and E, or E, F, and G, and I decided to make those chords come to life. Start with E, F, and G, and then go to C, D, and E.
So you heard some chords in the world and said, I like the way those chords sound together. Let me create something with those chords.
Yes, I decided to create something with those chords.
That's so fascinating to me. I am not, I love music, but I'm not musical the way that you are. So it's just fascinating to see, to hear the musical process. We have been on for half an hour, so I would love to close this episode of Package Your Genius with a little something on the piano. Is there anything new that you've been working on? Anything that you want to share? Maybe you can take us through how a song begins, how you start with chords, and how you add something to it. I don't know. What are your thoughts?
I'd like to play you guys something that I've been doing, a song I've been working on, and a song that I'd like to play for you guys.
What's it called?
I haven't named it yet, but I'd love to play it for you.
Okay, perfect.
Yes, I'd love to.
Get comfortable. That was beautiful, Connor. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. And thank you for being our guest on Package Your Genius. You can find Connor on SoundCloud at DJ Connor B, and he's also on Twitter at DJ Connor B. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.